Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
This day... is a pivot of history.
It is a historic day.
But it is not Middle East peace.
They're projecting. They are creating an incendiary situation.
The president, President Obama asked me, I lost that.
Yeah, I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
President, what was his name? Obama. That was it. That's what Joe Biden said yesterday. He forgot who the president was that he served under temporarily. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. So glad that you chose to spend this morning with us. We're live on Facebook right now. You can go on there and join the commentary. Somebody correcting me earlier that George Stephanopoulos was actually the communications director for the Clinton White House. But he also moved on to become a senior advisor for policy and strategy before departing and being welcomed back into the journalism world with open arms. So I just wanted to add that little exclamation point there on what happened last night, because the president sat down with little Georgie and a group at ABC News to take questions. It was great. Hey, if you missed the what happened in county council yesterday, we're going to get Ernie Trakas on this morning. One of the Republican council members who had a chance to vote yesterday on an ordinance that would have rolled back the powers of Sam Page to completely shut down youth sports and influence schools from not going back. And it would have given council some oversight. That's their role. But at the end of the day, the county counselor, as in the county lawyer, who works for Sam Page, ruled that that effort would have been illegal for some reason. So Ernie Trakas voted no. And we're going to ask him why. We're going to give him a chance to get on here this morning at 7:35 and just explain his vote and why he didn't think that the council had the right to go vote on something on powers they had already given to Sam Page, in my opinion. But we'll find out what Mr. Trakas has to say about that, and invited him on a little later this morning. By the way, can we get a shout out to Incarnate Word Academy, please? I mean, all the respect in the world. Yesterday morning on this program, during my soapbox, and you're welcome to go back and listen to it, because we posted it to the blog and we posted it to the Facebook page, I said, I'm going to need a few volunteers, but it's time for somebody to step up and defy the king. In this case, King Page, and take your sporting events to another county so that your kids can play, or hold a tournament in defiance of the king. I still think that's going to happen, to be honest with you. But what Incarnate Word did was they took their ladies' softball team and started playing games in St. Charles County. The Post-Dispatch reported this last night with shock and awe. Incarnate Word softball team skirts St. Louis County guidelines by playing a game in St. Peter's. And, of course, high school softball is one of those sports not approved by King Page in response to his coronavirus efforts. But the president of Incarnate Word had this to say, Randy Mikulas. He said the school has plans to play volleyball very soon as well. Right now, volleyball, football, soccer, and field hockey are not approved to be played by high school age kids in the county. They reached this conclusion. I don't think this was fair to do to these teenage girls. It's been very stressful for them not being able to be competitive. Many of them are looking for college scholarships. We felt this was the right thing to do. Now, Incarnate Word started out the season giving people, started out the year giving people the option to be online, and then started classes, according to this, started classes in person just after Labor Day. So they've been in class, and now they're participating. I think more schools need to do this. Now, it'll probably only be the private schools like Incarnate Word. I don't think any of the public school superintendents would have the stones to do it. Mm-hmm. But they've done it, and good for them. Maybe parents, it's not too late to get your kids transferred over there. I don't know. Just a thought. So all of those parents, the 100, 200 or so showed up Monday. Guess what? For the next county council meeting next week, there need to be 2,000 of you. Because Sam Page and Lisa Clancy clearly didn't get your message.
Sam Page wasn't even there.
Page didn't even show up.
No.
And Clancy's carrying the water for Page. She wants him to be completely in control and stripping these kids of their education and their ability to go out and participate in these sports. Here's the thing about it. Time is running out. I talked to a county council member last night who pointed out that even if their bill had passed last night, which it didn't, it lost on a 4-3 vote. But even if it had passed last night, that was just the first reading. It would have to be perfected at the next council meeting, which is yet another week gone, right? Mm-hmm. And then the restrictions, the county council's oversight on Dr. Page's actions would have required another 15-day waiting period. Guess what? We're into October. For those kids that would have participated in football, there's not much season left at that point, even if they were to be able to resume games. So, by delaying this yesterday and not making a decision potentially till next week, then it takes another week to get it to perfection, then another 15 days. They're just dragging this out. They're dragging their feet. You got to wonder why. Why will Sam Page not answer that question? Why will he not show you the statistics? It's maddening. It really is. It's maddening. Tell you what, last night, yesterday, first of all, historic agreement in the Middle East. Can't stress that enough, what happened yesterday at the White House. We're going to talk about it coming up here with Cassie Smedley from the RNC. And then we're going to get to Councilman Ernie Trinkus in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right. There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
I tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Oh, my. Joe Biden's hot sauce moment there yesterday at a Latino a voter event down in Florida. We got Cassie Smedley with us from the RNC. Cassie, that was cringeworthy. It was, he pandered so much there yesterday.
Yes. Let's let it be less about all the things he hasn't done for the Latino community in his 47 years as a politician, but and play a popular song, somewhat popular. Is Despacito still popular, or is that just a real, forgive the pun, but desperate attempt? To get their attention.
I don't know, but the point is, you know that 78-year-old Joe Biden does not have that song on his playlist. You know that was all staged.
Oh, absolutely. So some poor staffer said, hey, pull up this on YouTube real quick before you go out there. But, you know, the whole reason he had to leave Delaware and he had to trek to Florida is because he is desperate for the support of the Latino community. He is trailing to President Trump in Florida. So that's the only way to get him out of the basement these days. But yeah, that was a real moment, perhaps the worst pandering moment we've seen in politics. Certainly this in my lifetime.
In a while, but it might even top this one from Hillary Clinton. Remember this?
What's something that you always carry with you?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you getting information right now?
Hot sauce
in my bag, Swag?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
I just want you to know, people are going to see this and say, okay, she's pandering to black people.
Okay. Is it working?
Oh, remember that one? It was almost as bad as that. That's just sad.
And they get away with it, and which is, but I think that's what's changing is people see it for what it is. That's, I think, where the internet is for good, to make sure these things have a place to go viral so that we can all see the pandering. Because I don't mean to keep us away from the fun and on topic, but they really have not done anything to help these communities in their multi-decade careers, politicians. And they go out there and they pull these antics and everyone thinks, oh, isn't that so cute? Aren't they so cool? As a distraction mechanism.
Sure. Well, it's sad. And, you know, here's what it distracts from, to be honest with you, and it killed the mainstream media to admit this yesterday, that peace treaty effectively that was signed between Bahrain and the UAE and Israel was historic. And it's never been done like this before. Nobody's ever approached Middle East peace like this. And if he doesn't get the Nobel Peace Prize for this, they should quit handing it out.
Amen. And they all said it couldn't be done. It wouldn't be done. He didn't have the ability to get it done. And then he gets two deals in as many weeks. He gets nominated for the Peace Prize twice. And I think as the president pointed out yesterday in an interview, it didn't even make the nightly news that he was nominated. Do you remember when Barack Obama was nominated before he even did anything, not that he ended up doing anything, but just on this promise that he might do something, they nominated him. It was wall-to-wall coverage. It was the world savior. Donald Trump actually delivers on working towards peace in the Middle East with doubling the number of Middle East peace agreements we have. And it's not even gets nominated for two Nobel Peace Prizes, and it's not even on the nightly news. That is what we're but we're talking about Joe Biden and Despacito. That's viral.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
Over the news.
Thank you.
So
no,
that does play, and I'm not saying you, the whole news is
no,
doing
no,
that.
Agree.
And I think that just shows exactly what they're trying to do. That's the agenda of the MSMN. If anybody thinks they don't have one, just put those two stories next to each other.
Well, you know, I mentioned this earlier. You've got a president who walked into the lion's den on ABC News last night and sat down mm-hmm. with Democrat George Stephanopoulos in a crowd that was not friendly and answered questions for 2 hours. Where's Joe Biden? Yeah.
And where's the call for him to do the same? Outside of Chris Wallace and Fox News, these reporters, these so-called journalists, are letting him get away with it. They're, in fact, covering for him. I think, the Twitter world loves to dissect every answer that the president gave. But real America acknowledges that just showing up counts for a lot. And that's a lot more than Joe Biden is willing to do. And I think he actually had a very fine night. I think that he had a lot of really human, compassionate moments, and he was very patient to answer with those questioners who clearly went in there to have their moment. But it is absolutely wild that there's not parity, not just offered, but expected and mandated between the two candidates. I hope we get a fourth debate with Joe Rogan, too. You know, I think the American people need to see Joe Biden without a script or a teleprompter or a hand-selected group in a room that where they make you believe there's more happening than there really is.
For 4 hours.
We've not seen that yet.
No, we won't. And we won't because his handlers have to keep him contained, basically. Cassie, listen, I'm out of time. I always appreciate having you on, though. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, have a great week. Thank you.
We'll talk again soon. Cassie Smedley there from the RNC. I just have to read Twitter savaged Joe Biden last night after this Despacito thing. I just have to tell you.
Yeah.
And Democrats were savaging him. This one, this guy whose name is Paul Krugman, it's a parody account, said, "We are in hell as Democrats. We are in hell." It's his hot sauce in a purse moment. We're living in the same awful 2016 dream. Democrats couldn't believe how horribly Joe Biden tried to pander to a Latino crowd last night in Florida. That's how desperate they are, folks. There's a new story out today that even Bernie Sanders is privately concerned that Joe Biden's about to blow this because people are seeing through the smoke screen. They're seeing through it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we'll get you an update on business. I think we're going to see some huge business numbers in the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, you know that I love UFO stories, right? I love stories about UFOs and
Who
stuff.
Who doesn't love a good UFO story?
There was a good one out yesterday about one of the pilots that saw that UFO back in 2004. He's speaking out now about what he saw. But I also love stories about ghosts. Like, I loved listening over the years to the DGS Halloween spooktaculars, and some of that was chilling, some of the audio they picked up and all that. So yesterday, the New York Post released this video taken at the Gettysburg battlefield, where a guy drove through the battlefield at night, and it looks like you see apparitions moving through the screen. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how you would create that effect if it wasn't real, but if you get a chance to look at it, it's spooky. Really is. Denise is looking at me like I'm nuts, but it's weird. What? It looks like people running from like these cannons across the street when the headlights hit them.
Crazy.
Except you can't see them. It's weird.
I think it's fascinating.
It is. It is. It's good stuff. Go check it out. It's pretty fun.
I don't like scary, spooky stuff.
No?
You don't? See,
no.
I love ghost stories.
No,
I love ghosts
way
more than aliens. Ghost stories are my favorite.
Okay. Well, I got a good one for you. Let's get to Jennifer, please. Jennifer Tashinka, have you seen that video of the ghosts
Welcome
at Gettysburg?
Welcome to our UFO alien
I know ghosts
story.
Are better than aliens. I like this evaluation of what's better.
I know. I didn't see E.T., but I did see the ghosts. I'm just telling you. I could see it on
what's
the video.
What's your vote, awesome. Aliens or ghosts?
Whether I like them better?
Yeah. What do you prefer?
I don't really believe in aliens, but ghosts I do believe
okay.
in.
Okay. All right. Okay. There you go. So we
there
have a
go.
Vote now.
I didn't see the Gettysburg thing, but that is such a cool place.
Oh, yeah. The
have
New York.
There?
New York.
Yes.
I have been there years
yeah,
ago.
Really cool.
I want to go again and now as an adult, but I can't wait to see it. It's in the New York
stuff.
Post today, by the way, if you want to check that video out. What's going on?
I will do that. All right, futures modestly higher this morning as investors await the outcome of the Fed meeting. The Fed expected to wrap up its policy meeting with somewhat rosier economic forecasts, but a renewed pledge to keep interest rates low for as long as the world's biggest economy needs to recover from its deepest downturn in decades. The two-day meeting is the central bank's first under a newly adopted framework that promises to shoot for inflation above 2% to make up for periods such as now where it's running below that target. A House committee today issued a scathing report questioning whether Boeing and the government regulators have recognized the problems that caused two deadly 737 MAX jet crashes and whether either will be willing to make significant changes to fix them. Staff members from the Transportation Committee blame the crashes that killed 346 people on the horrific culmination of failed government oversight, design flaws, and a lack of action at Boeing despite knowing about problems. Pfizer says participants were showing mostly mild to moderate side effects when given either the company's experimental coronavirus vaccine or a placebo in an ongoing late-stage study. Side effects included fatigue, headache, chills, and muscle pain. Some participants in the trial also developed fevers, including a few high fevers. The company has enrolled more than 29,000 people in its volunteer trial to test the experimental COVID-19 vaccine it is developing with German partner BioNTech. Pfizer expects it will likely have results on whether the vaccine works in October. The World Trade Organization has ruled the tariffs the U.S. imposed on Chinese goods in 2018, triggering a trade war, were inconsistent with international trade rules. The WTO said the U.S. did not provide evidence that its claims of China's unfair technology theft and state aid justified the border taxes. Chinese officials welcomed the ruling. The U.S. said it showed that the WTO was completely inadequate to the task of confronting China. Apple is moving into the fitness market to take on the likes of Peloton and Nike Plus as part of its new subscription package, Apple One. The package bundles TV, music, news, games, cloud, and new fitness service, Fitness Plus, which incorporates video workouts with health tracking on devices, for $30. The launch puts Apple in the direct competition with companies like Peloton for home workout enthusiasts. Apple has also unveiled new watches and iPads, including a less expensive Apple Watch SE model that costs $279. TG Yuengling, America's oldest operating brewer, is sending some cold ones out west for the first time since it began making beer in 1829. The brewery, about 2 hours northwest of Philadelphia, has announced a joint venture with Molson Coors to break out beyond its traditional 22-state distribution area in the east. And Hershey is trying to save Halloween from the coronavirus. The candy maker says it's working with public health experts and retailers to create a website to offer advice on how to trick-or-treat safely in different parts of the U.S., depending on the intensity of local COVID-19 transmission. It's also changing the variety of candies it makes for Halloween this year and introduced them a few weeks earlier than normal, aiming to prop up business during a season that typically drives one-tenth of its annual sales. Mark?
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw the Halloween candy in the store like 2 weeks ago. They had all the Halloween candy out and the scarecrows, and I'm like, it's too early.
Eat it early and often.
It's still March. How is that possible?
Oh, they got us. We bought three big bags just for our house, just to eat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's working then.
Yep, it worked.
Jen, we'll talk to you on Friday. Oh. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. The Yuengling story is a big deal. You heard her mention it there. Mm-hmm. Molson Coors has struck an agreement with Yuengling to sell their beer basically to the western half of the country. I don't even think you can get it in parts of Illinois, but I know you can get it in Indiana and Ohio, where I visit in Kentucky sometimes, because I always load up on it. I've got some in my fridge now from my last trip there, but you can't get it here.
Mm-hmm. No, they have it in Florida. Yes. Everybody was drinking it when I was there a month or so ago.
It's like a Smokey and the Bandit. Do you remember what the movie was about? I mean, I know you remember the movie, but do you remember what it was about? Smokey and the Bandit, you know, it was about bringing Coors beer to the East Coast, because there was a long time when you couldn't get Coors east of the Mississippi. And when I grew up in Ohio, everybody wanted Coors because you couldn't get it. And then once we got it, we're like, this is awful. Nobody liked it once it was being sold in the stores. But when you couldn't get it, there was like a scarcity thing to it.
Yeah, that
everybody
novelty.
Had to
yes.
have Coors.
Sure.
So the whole movie Smokey and the Bandit was about them taking a tractor trailer to Colorado, loading up with Coors, and racing back to the East Coast. They had a time limit they had to get, and police were trying to pull them over along the way, and it was a great movie.
So you used to not be able to get Golden Light in Missouri.
I was just thinking about
and
that.
And you had to go to Red Bud, Illinois, mm-hmm. to get the Golden Light here, and now you can get it in St. Louis, and the novelty has not worn off of not being, I love it. Still
no,
love
that's
it.
Still great.
Yep, still mm-hmm. a great beer.
And maybe Yuengling will be the same thing. Now, you've had it, and you're not a big fan.
Not my favorite, no. Hmm. I do love a Coors, though.
I thought that I'm a pretty big fan of Yuengling. They make a black and tan version of it, which is really good, which I've enjoyed a lot. So I'll be happy when I can go buy it here. It'll be less of a novelty then, but it's good. They said it's going to be about a year before they get all that rolled out. First of all, they have to ramp up production, and they're going to actually make it somewhere here out west. They didn't say where. But anyway, it's good. It's coming. Won't be long now. What are they doing? What are they doing at McDonald's today? Did you tell me this, Tricia?
That
they're giving
it's,
something away.
It's spicy chicken nugget day.
Do they not usually have spicy chicken nuggets?
No, this is new, and they never have new items. So this is a big deal. This is the first time McDonald's has ever done spicy chicken nuggets. They're released today, and in honor of releasing the nuggets today, they're doing a buy one get one free deal.
You have to use the app. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, this is Wendy's does spicy chicken nuggets, but McDonald's has never done that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Order six and get six free if you order the spicy chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had them?
They're new.
They're new today.
Oh, they've never done. Oh, I thought they were rolling them out again.
No, okay. This is not like
the McRib.
Right. Yeah. No, okay. this is why this was groundbreaking.
Okay.
For a lot of, I mean, the internet freaked out because they're like, dang, McDonald's nuggets. So, yeah.
They're already, like, addicting. You know, there's something mm-hmm. in them that just makes them so fantastic.
I don't even
think
I can't
remember the last time I had them. But a spicy version would be, like, that sounds fantastic to
me. Mm-hmm. Which is why they can sell them in 20 and 50 and people buy them.
Six is not enough, people.
No.
You have got to have more than six.
I guess they're kind of hoping to have a Popeyes moment here, and people are going to line up to get this today. We'll see.
They announced that they were doing this a month or so ago, there was a positive response. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'll eat it if anyone wants to get a spicy chicken nugget. Let me know.
Bring them on.
They're also rolling out some hot sauce, so Hillary Clinton will be happy.
Hey.
It's good. Yeah, she stick some in her purse. Hey, 314-241-9797. Next hour, I've got Charmaine Yost and County Councilman Ernie Trakas to talk about that vote that they held yesterday at County Council. We'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore-chapped nipples.
Thank you, Mr. Swanson. A great point there heading into election year. Just remember that. Just want to point that out one more time. Hey, by the way, today is the day. If you are a soccer fan in St. Louis, apparently today's the day when you can, sort of like those seat licenses they used to do for the St. Louis Rams all those years ago. Today's the day when you can put down a deposit to have the right to purchase a futures ticket to a St. Louis soccer game, right? Is that how I understand it?
A future ticket or a future season
like,
ticket?
I think it's that. I don't know.
Like claiming your
yeah. So for $50 tickets? A seat, fans can reserve seats in the supporter section, although you can't pick specific seats, but what you're getting is the right to buy those tickets when they finally go on sale if you pay $50 today per seat.
And then if you, for a $100 deposit, you can reserve premium seating in like a VIP club. They have a different, you know, whatever the names of the fancy boxes that they're going to have at the
yes
new stadium.
And for $2,500, you can put a deposit down on a suite that comes with VIP parking and unrivaled sight lines.
All right.
So there you have it. So apparently, there's still now, there starts at 10 a.m. today on their website is where you can go on and place your ticket deposit. They know how to gin up interest, don't they? I bet those will sell out in an hour. All of them. I'll bet they will. I don't know what the seat total is,
but I bet that'll sell
out in an hour. So correct me if I'm wrong, but they're now not looking at their initial season until 22, correct? So we're still two full years away from any soccer being played. They're making good progress on the site over there where they screwed up my on and off ramp to the highway. They've moved a lot of dirt. I can't see what they're doing down in the bowl area, but they've done a lot of work over there.
Well, and Tom downtown. Said the stadium was going to be done before, and he implied that they'd do different events there. I'm not sure what other events you do at a soccer stadium, but I don't know, a couple months ago he said it would be open for other events prior to them playing.
And the MLS team won't play until 2023.
Oh, yeah. 2023. Yeah. So 3 years out. But if you don't get your tickets now, don't claim that we didn't tell you. Because there won't be any available by 2023, at least initially. Then who knows? So you can buy them on the secondary market, I guess, at that point. What the hell happened to the Cardinals last night?
18-3.
Yikes.
Flaherty got hammered, I'm guessing. Yeah, but in Milwaukee, nonetheless, we heard Tom talk about that the other day, how important this series was. And we went up there and got drubbed 18-3. There was some sort of a brawl at one point, or at least the benches cleared. I don't know if anybody fought.
I mean, both managers were told to leave. Yachty got into it, I guess. It was a catcher's thing. I didn't watch the game. So that's just from reading it. But yeah. There was a little bit of a scuffle. From what it seems.
They got to do better than that. Yeah, and when you put your ace on the mound and you're getting beat 18-1.
Well, they've got a doubleheader against the Brewers today, and they really need both of them from what it seems, considering they're playing every day and they're in second place.
It's going to be a little exhausting. They're trying to make up for all of the games they missed during the COVID outage, apparently. 314-241-9797. My friend Charmaine coming up from Heritage. Ernie Trakas, County Councilman, is going to join us at about 7:35 to talk about that vote last night to restrict some of Sam Page's power. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.